Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Birnbaum's Global Guide to Agents and Buying Offices by David Birnbaum is a specialized business reference for the global apparel and garment sourcing industry. Its central subject is the changing role of intermediaries who connect importers, retailers, brands, factories, and production markets. The book focuses on agents and buying offices, two structures that historically handled basic coordination, merchandising, and quality control, but now face wider expectations across sourcing strategy, compliance, supplier management, cost analysis, and operational follow-through. Rather than treating middlemen as a fixed category, Birnbaum presents them as evolving service providers whose value depends on the complexity of modern apparel supply chains. The purpose of the guide is practical to help industry professionals understand what services these intermediaries can provide, how their responsibilities have expanded, and how buyers might evaluate their performance and compensation. It is best understood as a technical industry guide, not a broad overview of fashion or retail. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from basic middleman services to integrated sourcing support, a central theme of the guide is that the older model of the apparel middleman has become inadequate. In earlier sourcing systems, agents and buying offices often performed a narrower set of tasks, finding factories, transmitting orders, following production, and checking quality. Birnbaum emphasizes that this uniform service model no longer reflects the demands of global garment production. Modern buyers require support that may include factory selection, production risk assessment, compliance coordination, costing input, delivery monitoring, problem resolution, and communication across multiple countries and time zones. This shift matters because it changes the basis on which intermediaries are judged. A middleman who only passes messages between buyer and factory may add limited value in a complex supply chain. By contrast, a capable sourcing intermediary can reduce uncertainty, identify operational weaknesses before they become shipment failures, and help align product requirements with factory capabilities. The guide, therefore, reframes agents and buying offices as integrated service platforms rather than simple brokers. This perspective is useful because it connects daily operational work to broader sourcing outcomes, including reliability, cost control, speed, and risk management. Secondly, expanded skill requirements beyond merchandising and quality control. The book highlights a significant change in the skill set required of agents and buying offices. The older assumption was that strong merchandisers and quality control staff could cover the essential needs of an importing buyer. Birnbaum argues that this assumption no longer fits a sourcing environment shaped by fragmented production, tighter delivery schedules, more complex product requirements, and greater buyer scrutiny. Merchandising and quality control remain important, but they are only part of the service package. Modern intermediaries need staff who understand costing logic, factory capacity, production engineering, compliance expectations, logistics constraints, and communication management. The practical implication is that buyers cannot evaluate a buying office only by asking whether it can place orders and inspect goods. They must ask whether the organization has the knowledge to diagnose production problems, anticipate bottlenecks, and coordinate specialists across the sourcing process. This topic is one of the guide's most useful contributions because it clarifies why many traditional intermediaries may struggle even if they still perform familiar tasks competently. The challenge is not only doing more work, but doing more technically varied work with a higher level of judgment. Thirdly, commission and performance as measurable sourcing questions. Another important topic is the relationship between services performed and compensation received. In apparel sourcing, agents and buying offices are often paid through commissions or service charges, but the value of those payments can be difficult to assess when responsibilities are vague. Birnbaum treats this as a practical management problem. If the range of required services has expanded, then buyers need clearer ways to judge whether an intermediary is delivering value that justifies its fee. This does not mean that every task can be reduced to a simple formula, but it does mean that performance should be linked to identifiable functions, timely follow-up, effective factory control, reliable reporting, problem prevention, accurate costing support, and the ability to protect the buyer from avoidable disruption. The guide is therefore concerned with accountability as much as description. It encourages readers to move beyond the question of whether an agent is cheap or expensive, and toward the question of what measurable contribution the agent makes to sourcing. Outcomes. This perspective is especially relevant for retailers and importers facing pressure on margins, lead times, and supplier reliability. Fourthly, independent agents versus owned buying offices in retailer strategy. The guide addresses the strategic distinction between using independent agents and operating buying offices that are owned or closely controlled by retailers or importers. These structures can appear similar because both serve as intermediaries between the buyer and the production base. However, their incentives, cost structures, management responsibilities, and service capabilities may differ. An independent agent may offer local market knowledge, factory relationships, and flexible service coverage without requiring the buyer to maintain a full internal overseas organization. A buying office may provide closer control, alignment with company procedures, and direct integration with the buyer's sourcing strategy. Birnbaum examines this distinction in the context of an industry where the work itself has become more complex. The choice is therefore not simply between outsourcing and ownership. The better question is which structure can deliver the required services at the needed level of competence, transparency, and accountability. This topic stands out because it treats sourcing organization as a business design problem. Retailers and importers must decide how much control they need, how much expertise they can build internally, and when external intermediaries may still offer practical advantages. Lastly, structuring clearer expectations in global garment sourcing relationships. A practical value of the book lies in helping buyers define what they expect from agents and buying offices before problems arise. Apparel sourcing relationships often suffer when roles are assumed rather than specified. A buyer may expect the intermediary to manage factory discipline, while the intermediary may believe its role is limited to coordination and reporting. Birnbaum places attention on the need to identify services, responsibilities, and evaluation criteria more explicitly. This is important because global garment production involves many points of failure, unclear specifications, inaccurate samples, capacity overpromising, delayed materials, quality inconsistencies, and communication gaps. An effective intermediary can help manage these risks only if its authority and duties are understood. The guide encourages a more structured approach to sourcing relationships, where buyers consider what support they need and whether the chosen agent or office is equipped to provide it. This is not merely administrative. Clear expectations influence commercial results because they determine who monitors production, who escalates problems, who verifies information, and who is accountable when a supplier fails to perform. In this sense, the book functions as a tool for improving governance across the sourcing chain. In conclusion, Birnbaum's Global Guide to Agents and Buying Offices is most useful for apparel importers, retail sourcing executives, brand managers, production managers, agents, buying office staff, and consultants who work with global garment supply chains. Readers who are new to sourcing can use it to understand why intermediaries exist and why their work is more complex than simple order placement. Experienced professionals can use it as a framework for reassessing existing agent relationships, buying office functions, service expectations, and commission arrangements. The practical benefit is its focus on how sourcing support is organized, evaluated, and compensated in a real industry setting. The intellectual benefit is its clear recognition that the middleman role has evolved along with the structure of global apparel production, compared with broader fashion business books. This guide stands out because it concentrates on a narrow but important operational question: what should agents and buying offices actually do in modern sourcing? And how should buyers judge their value? It is not primarily about design trends, retail branding, or consumer markets. Its strength is its attention to the infrastructure behind garment imports, especially the often overlooked intermediaries who influence cost, quality, delivery, compliance, and factory performance. If you would like to support David Birnbaum, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.